The Republican Party tried to find a big-name opponent for Herb Cole. A couple factors helped Cole scare them away. He's wealthy and unafraid to dump millions of dollars of his own money into his campaign. He's also fairly popular. Polls show most Wisconsin residents think highly of their senior U.S. senator. His views on several high-profile issues have contrasted sharply with fellow Wisconsin Democratic U.S. Senator Russ Feingold. Cole backed the U.S. Patriot Act both times it was up for a vote. He supported a Republican plan that made it tougher to file for bankruptcy. He supported the Bush administration's energy policy, and he voted for the war in Iraq. Cole says his decision on Iraq was based on faulty information presented by the president, but he says to leave the country now would be a mistake.
Some kind of a deadline and a fairly immediate kind of a pullout would create a humanitarian disaster as well as a diplomatic disaster, military disaster. You know, it would invite all the worst things that could happen in Iraq to occur. And that would not be good for anybody, certainly not for us, not for them.
Cole says the U.S. should work with the Iraqi government to gradually draw down American forces. The senator's war stance is one of the primary reasons his Green Party opponent says she got into the race. Ray Vogler says the U.S. should bring its troops home right away. She also takes unabashed aim at Cole's personal wealth, saying it's left him out of touch with working families like hers. Vogler has held jobs in the past ranging from factory worker to waitress to truck driver. Vogler says it was short-sighted of Cole and others in the Senate to vote for some of the president's tax cuts.
These people need to start thinking about us, including Cole, and not voting tax cuts for themselves, which also mean less money for jobs, for education, for health care.
But Cole has voted against many of Bush's tax initiatives. Back when Republican leaders were still courting potential candidates, they indicated they would campaign against Cole based on what they called his pro-tax record. Vogler also thinks the federal government should provide universal health care. Senator Cole says the country needs to get there, but he doesn't believe in a government-sponsored system. Cole's GOP opponent, Robert Gerald Lorge, has criticized the senator for approving international trade agreements, particularly the trade pact with China. Lorge's stance puts him at odds with many members of his own party. The Bear Creek attorney finished last in a GOP primary for U.S. Senate just 2 years ago. Lorge says his consistent hammering on the issue has earned him the reputation on the campaign trail as being the communist China guy. But Lorge says it's important that the U.S. set higher standards for its business partners.
They should come up to our standards with worker safety, you know, a non-slave or non-sweatshop wage, so that we don't have to lower our standards, lower our wage rate, our standard of living to compete with them. That's called the race to the bottom.
Lorge supports tariffs with countries to get them to improve their wages and working conditions. Cole says it's in the United States' interest to have a trade pact with China because it's one of the fastest growing economies in the world. Another of Cole's challengers, who calls himself a conservative, is running without a party label. Independent Ben Glatzel is an employee for the city of Milwaukee. Glatzel calls Cole a good man and says the state is better off because of the jobs he's provided. But Glatzel dislikes Cole's consistent support of abortion rights. Cole also supports embryonic stem cell research, which Glatzel finds morally wrong.
I am for adult stem cell research. I back it wholeheartedly. When it comes to embryonic stem cell research, though, I have a real problem with that. Until somebody can prove to me that you are not destroying human life, I think that's a practice that we need to stop.
Cole believes providing federal funds to scientists who work with new embryonic stem cell lines will likely lead to new cures for diseases. Polls show that's a popular message. It's one Governor Jim Doyle has repeated almost daily in his bid for re-election. Senator Cole hasn't had to. It's been an easy campaign for the man who will likely represent Wisconsin in Washington for another 6 years. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.